When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Maggie, and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye. I am solo today. Emma couldn't make it, so I'm really excited to just talk to you guys and kind of catch up and give like a check-in, life update. I did a little question box on Instagram, and I asked you guys what topics you wanted to hear from me, and there were so many amazing topics, so I'm really excited to dive into that today. And also, happy Halloween. When you guys are hearing this, it is Halloween. And I just love this time of year. Like, fall is my favorite. I've been loving seeing all of the Halloween decorations in my neighborhood. It just like makes me so happy. And I feel like it just feels like nostalgic and brings me back to when I was little. But anyway, I'm gonna start off today, obviously, with the peak and the pit of the week. If you're new to the show, this is our weekly tradition where we share the highest and lowest moments that happened to us this week. So my peak this week is that, honestly, I have been just a social girl this week. I went to a wedding over the weekend, and it was in Newport, Rhode Island, and it was so beautiful. And then I came home, and I went out to dinner for one of my friend's birthdays. And then last night, I met up with another friend, one of my best friends from high school, and got dinner with her. And it's just been so nice to catch up and be with friends. And I don't know, I feel like I have just been so social this week. Like, there's only been one night that I have been home and cooking and just like been able to like relax. And I feel like it's just been nice to go see friends and spend time with them, and it's been a lot of fun. So my peak is that I've been seeing a few of my friends that I haven't seen in a while, and it's been really nice. And my pit this week is that, honestly, usually I try to like find something to say as my pit, but I feel like I just don't have one right now. I don't know, like nothing happened that I feel like went wrong or that I want to talk about. So I don't have a pit. I feel like life has just been really, really good. And we're going to get into it in this episode. And I'm really excited because a lot of you guys have been like commenting about that. So yeah, life is good. There's no pit. And I'm just excited to get on into the episode. So we're going to do that. Okay, so the first topic I want to talk about is just checking in how I've been feeling, just updates about life, because also I did get a bunch of comments from you guys saying that I am just glowing recently. Somebody said you've been glowing extra recently, and tips that you think have attributed to that. So I just wanted to talk about that. And honestly, thank you so much for saying that because it made me so happy. And I've been seeing so many comments on like my TikTok and my YouTube and just, I don't know, I feel like people have been noticing that my energy is different. And that's something that I did want to talk about. So I feel like I touched upon it in my YouTube video a little bit, but I went through a really, really rough patch in 2022, and then the beginning of 2023, I kind of just felt like, I don't know what it was. I turned 26 and I just started to feel like a little bit lost. I had felt like I was on social media for, at that point, I had been on it for 5 years. So I was kind of getting to the point with my content where I was feeling like I hit a roadblock, and I felt like everything that I was putting out was a little bit repetitive, and social media had drastically changed so much so fast because of TikTok and everything like during COVID times. And I feel like it was just hard for me to adjust to because I didn't have the TikTok app for a while, and then I downloaded it because I was like, okay, I have to like get into this. That's what everyone's doing. And this is my job. So I have to have a presence on there. And honestly, I felt really, really overwhelmed. And I just felt like I didn't even know what I was really doing. I felt lost. So this was last year. And I also was struggling really bad with my skin. I had cystic acne. And I definitely think that that affected my confidence, as it would anybody. And especially since my job is to be online and be posting videos and photos of myself, it was really difficult for me. And I just felt like very unmotivated. And I just felt like not myself. Like I was living in a body that like wasn't mine. And it was really hard for me because I feel like usually I hadn't really been used to feeling like that ever. Like I have always been like a happy person. And I feel like I always have like high energy. And I don't know, this was just a season of my life where I was just feeling not like myself and I was feeling so off. And I do want to say that I swear in life, we have to go through periods of time where you feel really, really low in order to be at that peak again. Because I don't know, I just think about it as like a mountain, you know, like you have to go low before you can go high. I don't even know if that's like a good analogy to use, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, I really do think that once you hit your lowest point, like there's nowhere else to go, you know, like you're not going to keep going lower and lower and lower. Like it's always going to come right back up again. So when you are going through hard periods of your life, it is normal. Just try to remember that it is going to get better. I know how hard it is, but also appreciate the period of life that you're going through and just appreciate the hard times, because I feel like that is when you are growing and learning the most, whether you realize it or not, because you come out on the other side and it just is amazing how life changes. And I feel like how strong you are and just the fact that you like brought yourself through the difficult time. So basically, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I went through a really hard period. And I just think that honestly, it was a lot to do with just like my life changing a lot. And I feel like as of recently, I have just felt so good. And I've honestly just felt so confident and just so genuinely happy in my life, in my own skin. Like I feel like obviously it's showing in my videos, my content, because people have been commenting about it all the time. But I did want to talk about like things that I started doing that allowed me to get to where I am. So I feel like the first thing is, honestly, I started just saying no to things that I didn't want to do, whether that was with work or in my personal life. I was just saying no because I feel like I am such a people pleaser and I always want to like make time for everything and everyone, but I really had to take a step back and focus on the way that I was feeling, and you can't pour from an empty cup. So it was super important for me to focus on myself and focus on recharging my energy and becoming the best version of me. Because if you aren't focusing on yourself and you're not showing up as the best version of yourself, how can you give to other people? So it's like I needed to be the best that I can be in order to give my best to everybody else. And I think that it's super important to focus on yourself first. So what I started to do also was come up with just a routine that was going to help my stress levels. That's like the biggest thing, because my stress was one of the main reasons why I was experiencing such bad acne. And I just recently did a hormone test and a gut test and all of this testing professionally done. And I had thought, based on what I was experiencing and what I see online, that it was my hormones and my hormones must have just been crazy. And I got my results back and it wasn't my hormones. Like my hormones are fine. Everything is good. I actually have like really good levels, and it was my cortisol. So I feel like stress, it really affects your body more than you would realize. And it was coming out in my skin. So I feel like I really got into a good like stress management routine, and I have things that I do in the morning. I really like to have a slow morning when I wake up. Like I like to have peace and quiet also. Like I like to get up first and I like to take the dogs out and I like to go for a walk without my phone. I never bring my phone, and I get like 15 minutes of natural sunlight, and I just honestly am present on my walk, and I breathe and I let my dogs sniff and just enjoy their walk. And it's just like a really, really relaxing time for me. And then I come home and I make a warm lemon water. I'll make a smoothie, have my coffee, and I just kind of sit and relax. And I do a 10-minute meditation. And this has helped me so much, even with just with managing my stress throughout the day. I feel like in the past, it has been really easy for me to get overwhelmed and kind of let that take over. But when I do meditate and when I do take time to be more present and mindful, I feel like it's easier for me when I get into situations throughout my day where I start to feel a little bit more overwhelmed. I can be like, okay, like reel it back. I'll sit, I'll take a few deep breaths, and I feel like it just helps so much.
Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Ritual. Sometimes your gut gives you the wrong advice and tells you to call someone you shouldn't or skip your workout day. Unfortunately, Symbiotic Plus can't help you with that, but if we're talking about digestion, Ritual is kind of an expert. They made this 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. You know that feeling when you get all dressed up to meet your friends for dinner and then suddenly your stomach starts hurting and you feel so bloated that you just want to stay home and change into sweats? Getting an upset stomach out of nowhere is the worst feeling and the fastest way to ruin a night out. Luckily, Ritual created Symbiotic Plus with that exact situation in mind. It has two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild digestion discomforts like bloating and an upset stomach. Plus, it's packed into one tiny mint flavored capsule with no refrigeration needed. I love how easy it is to just pack it in my bag when I'm heading out for the day or take it on the plane when I'm leaving for a trip. It's made to be so convenient for people on the go and so easy to add into your daily routine. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. It's time to listen to your gut. Ritual is offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/loveyoubuy to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
And also, something else that I have been doing is just prioritizing, just doing what makes me feel good. So I feel like with my workout routine, I have just been doing Pilates. I work out with my trainer once a week. And then on the days I don't work out, I don't have like a stressful workout routine or anything. I don't work out every single day. I will work out like 3 times a week. And then I usually like to sit in the sauna like 2 days a week. But I feel like that has just helped so much because working out for me gets rid of so much stress and it just makes me feel so much better. And yeah, I feel like that has really helped so much. And the last thing that I did want to say is that I stopped comparing myself and my life. I feel like with social media nowadays, like it's so easy to compare, which we're going to get into. I did get a question about this, but one thing that I did start doing that I feel like has really helped me just be so confident and just be glowing from within is that I am just completely being myself. Like, don't get me wrong, I consume content all day. It's what I do for a living. And I feel like I definitely got into a pattern of just like seeing what other people were doing, what other people were wearing, and just being like, okay, well, I need to do this. I need to travel more. I need to be posting this kind of content. And I was like, wait, this isn't even bringing me joy and like making me happy. It's like just stressing me out even more. So I started to just kind of block out the noise and like what everybody else was doing. And I just started to like do what I want. Like I just started to honestly not consume as much content as I used to because I feel like that was interfering with the way that I was showing up. And I have just been like posting whatever TikToks come to my mind. I've been posting that. And just not trying to like put myself into a box. I've really just been doing what I want to do and creating what I want to create and kind of just like coming back to that and like finding myself again through my content, which I know sounds crazy because it's like I don't know, it's social media. And although it is what I do for a living, at the end of the day, like, it's so weird to even be saying this, but like, it isn't real life. So the fact that I'm even like talking about like what I post online and stuff like that, and just, I don't know, it's just weird for me to even have to like grasp, like, wait, the fact that this is what I'm like focusing on is like kind of crazy sometimes. But anyway, it's what I do for a living, so it is what it is, and I enjoy it, and I have so much fun with it. So basically what I'm trying to say is, like, I kind of just got back to why I started doing what I'm doing and why I fell in love with social media in the first place, was because I could express myself. And I feel like I've been doing that a lot more lately, just expressing my personal style and things that interest me, like cooking, and just showing things that I love. And I feel like when you're doing that, it really shows. Like, when you're just living an authentic life and staying true to yourself, it shows. And like, I'm not even trying to, I don't know, the fact that people just started noticing and were like, you've been glowing lately, you look like you're so happy and just like genuinely happy with your life. Like, I truly am. And I don't know, it just makes me really happy that you guys could see that too. So that's just what I kind of wanted to touch upon with that topic, is just, I guess, to summarize it up, is I feel like just taking a step back and being authentic and being yourself, because I swear when you do that, you show up and you glow differently. And it's like, I don't know, you're like walking to a different beat when you're yourself, and it just feels so good. And I know it can be hard with comparison nowadays, especially with social media, comparing yourself to other people online and looking at their life. And it can be difficult to not compare yourself, but I feel like just, it's an important thing to do, to take a step back and realize social media isn't real life, and just being yourself is going to honestly just make you show up as the best version of yourself, and it's going to make you feel the best. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, I did want to actually talk about this because I had been getting so many questions about it. I don't think I ever talked about it online yet publicly, but I have been getting questions about it since July. And the question is, I feel like I know the answer to this already because you are supportive, but just curious, does it bother you at all that your little sister is getting married first out of your siblings? So, as you guys probably already know, Emma is engaged and she's getting married next summer. And I'm so, so happy for her. And I have been since day one. And I always get questions about how I feel about it, that she's engaged before me and getting married. And I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of comparison going on between the two of us. And I just kind of wanted to talk about how I feel. Like, I don't feel mad at all. Like, I am so, so happy for her. I don't wish that it was me. I'm not like jealous or anything. I truly believe that everybody is on their own path and on their own timeline, and what's meant for you won't pass you, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And this is where she's supposed to be in her life. And I am just so happy for her. And I honestly wasn't even, that thought wasn't even crossing my mind, like, oh my God, Emma's getting engaged before me, until people started saying it. So basically, I don't know, what I just wanted to say is that your time will come. And I feel like everybody, like I said, is just on their own path. And there's no need to like feel envious or jealous or feel like you're behind, because you're not. You really aren't. And we're so young. And I feel like it's so easy nowadays to think that, like, oh, we're getting older. Like, I'm going to be 27 on November 21st. And I feel like it's really common and easy to think that we're getting older and you need to be in a rush to get married and have kids and start a family and buy a house and do all that stuff. And I just think as I've gotten older, I've realized like I am gonna enjoy where I am. I'm not wishing for what's to come in the future because I know when the time is right, it's gonna come. Like I will be engaged eventually. I'll get married eventually. I'll have kids eventually. But right now, I don't even want that in my life. Like I grew up and I feel like when I was younger, I was looking forward to that so much. I'm like, I just want to get married and have a family. I feel like everybody goes through that. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, wait, why am I wishing away these years of my 20s? Because I feel like I just need to enjoy where I am and be present because these moments are going to go by so fast and it's going to get to a point where I am going to eventually be in that position. And who knows, maybe I'll be like, oh my God, I wish that I took advantage of my youth and just enjoyed it so much more and was more present. So right now I'm just focusing on the present moment. And I think that you all should too, because no matter where other people are that are in your life, like where they are in their lives, like if your friends are engaged and you feel like everyone around you is getting engaged except you, your time will come and it's okay. And just focus on your life and being the best version of yourself that you can be and just living your best and most authentic life and just truly enjoying it, because I feel like these years of our life are starting to go by so fast and it like literally makes me so sad. I'm just like trying to be very present and enjoy it. But yeah, I am obviously really excited for Emma, and this just the whole process has been so exciting, like going wedding dress shopping and just hearing about all of her wedding plans. I'm so excited to be a part of that day. It's just going to be so special. And like, I get emotional even thinking about it, like my little baby sister getting married, and literally makes me like want to cry. I have to say a speech at her wedding and I'm like, oh my God, how am I gonna get up there and talk when I'm like the most emotional person on the planet and I'm gonna like end up crying? But yeah, anyway, enough talk about that. Okay, so this was really funny. I did want to say, like, address this because I got a couple questions about it, what my big three are in astrology. So I am a Scorpio sun, an Aries moon, and a Cancer rising. So that is my big three. Ooh, I really loved this. I feel like I talked about this a little bit, but how to find individuality in a world full of comparison. And this has been something that I have been just trying to focus on more. Honestly, something that I have been doing, and I feel like for me, ever since I was little, I have always expressed myself through fashion. Like literally for as long as I can remember, I was graduating from third grade and I told my mom that I wanted to wear this like baby pink, it looked like a princess ballerina dress, and I wanted to wear really tall white gloves that went all the way up to my elbow with a tiara and a feather boa and little heels to my third grade graduation. And my mom said yes. So she brought me to Marshall's like literally at 9 o'clock the night before my graduation, because I was like, this is what I want to wear. So we went there and she bought me everything. And I showed up the next day all dressed up in my little outfit. I walked across the stage, graduated third grade, and was just so happy and proud. And even when I was growing up, like my brother played baseball. And so I would go to the baseball field and I would wear my mom's heels. And I would go to the grocery store and wear her heels. I was just always wearing her clothes. I loved dress up. I loved makeup. I just loved fashion. And as I got older, I feel like I have always expressed myself through fashion. So one thing that I have been doing, I know that this is going to sound silly, but seriously, I have been going shopping in store and I've been picking out clothes that like catch my eye and I'm like, wait, I like this. And I will curate my wardrobe that way instead of like shopping online and seeing like what other people are wearing and just getting things because like that's what's trendy and that's what everyone else is doing. And I feel like that has been something that has helped me just find my individuality again, because I'm like expressing myself through my fashion in a way that just feels authentic to me. And everybody's different. Like, you may not even be interested in clothes and fashion, but that's just something I've genuinely loved since I was little. So doing that has, I feel like, made me just feel so confident. And I feel like it just makes me feel so inspired, and it helps me with comparison. I feel like because I am so excited to just like express myself and wear things that are fun and like put together outfits that are gonna make me feel very confident, it really helps a lot. Like, helps you find your individuality when you're doing things and focusing on things that you love and that bring you joy. Ooh, future plans in terms of buying a house. So I get so many questions about this, guys, all the time. And I feel like, I don't know what it is, but I'm only 26 and I am just like not in a rush at all to buy a house. I feel like a few years ago, I was like, okay, like I want to buy a house, and I was just thinking about it and I was interested in it. But again, as I've gotten older, I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just being present where I am right now, and I don't want to be like tied down to anything. I definitely do want to purchase something because I know that it's a great investment and it's a good thing to do with your money. So I have been talking to my financial advisors and stuff about it, but I probably won't buy something for a few years. But when I do, I have decided that the first place I want to buy is a condo in Boston, because I don't know, I just feel like I'm not ready to leave the city yet. I love being here and I want to be able to experience living in different parts of Boston before I like move out of the city and move to the suburbs, which I don't know, I just like love going to restaurants. I love going to little coffee shops and like walking around and seeing everything that, I don't know, I'm just like not ready to live the suburb life. I feel like I have the rest of my life to live in a house outside of the city, and I'm just like really enjoying Boston, and I really want to live in like the South End or Back Bay. It's just so pretty there, and I feel like that is like true Boston, and I want to experience that, and I'm really excited. So that's my plan. I don't really know like obviously when that's going to happen. I'm still living in my house for another year, so it's not going to be anytime soon, but that is just what I have planned right now. Because then also when I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to leave the city, like when I start having kids and stuff, which obviously is not for any time, like not anytime soon, I can still have my condo as an investment and I can rent it out and then obviously like be making money off of that and stuff like that. So that's just what I have planned right now. Again, things could change. So in 2 years from now, if something else, if I go down a different path, don't come for me for saying this. I feel like some people do that. They're like, well, you said this 2 years ago. I'm like, okay, well, obviously people change, but that's just what I have in my mind, like something that, an idea that I want right now, but obviously nothing's set in stone. Ooh, my current diet for my skin and hormones. So like I told you guys, I took the hormone test and my hormone levels were really good, which I am very happy about. Everything looked great. But I did want to quickly talk about like diet. I know that I've talked about a lot about health and wellness and stuff on my platforms. And I feel like my diet has just been something that has made me feel so good lately. And what I do is I've been focusing on this thing. It's called the balance plate. If you literally Google the balance plate, it'll show you like exactly what it is. But basically it's like half of your plate should be like vegetables, and then a quarter of it protein, another quarter of it carbs, and then there's like a sliver that's like healthy fats and stuff like that. So it's basically just eating meals that are very well-rounded and very balanced that are going to support your blood sugar levels and support your cortisol and your hormones and all of that. And I've just been really focusing on that. So In the morning, I will usually have a smoothie because I feel like it's just easy and I'm not like usually super, super hungry first thing when I wake up. Like I'm not hungry for a meal right now. I'm just going through a phase of my life where like I'm not really into eggs or anything like that. I've just been really liking like a nutrient-packed smoothie. So I like doing banana, blueberry, and then I do flaxseed, hemp seeds, almond milk, protein powder, specifically the NuZest strawberry protein powder. It tastes so good. It doesn't taste like chalky. You know how some proteins are like, I don't know, they can be like gross and thick and chalky. This one has really clean ingredients and it's really good. So I do that and then I add a couple of dates and a dash of maple syrup. My mouth is watering. It's literally so good. I look forward to it every single day. And then I make sure I don't have coffee on an empty stomach because that is probably one of the worst things as a woman that you can do to your body is have coffee on an empty stomach. So I wait till after I have my smoothie to have coffee. And then for lunch, again, just make sure I'm eating a balanced meal. And then same thing for dinner. And another thing I've been really focused on is making sure I'm not going more than 4 hours without eating because that affects your hormones and your blood sugar levels and all of that. So just making sure that I'm having like a snack in between lunch and dinner has really helped me a lot. Ooh, tips for balancing social life while also prioritizing mental health and alone time. So that has been something that I've been focusing on lately also. And again, like I talked about in the beginning of this episode, just saying no when something like doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? Like if you get invited somewhere and you don't want to go because you're tired and when you know that you just want to like be alone and recharge, I feel like listen to your body and listen to your mind, like what it's telling you. Like if you don't want to go, then don't go. Like you don't owe anybody an explanation. That's something that I have really realized this year is that when I don't want to do something, I don't have to explain why I don't want to do it. I don't have to explain why I don't want to go to something. I can just say no, like no means no. And if people have a problem with that, then that's their problem. It's not yours because you know what's best for you and you know that staying home and focusing on your mental health is going to help you and benefit you so much more than doing the thing that you got invited to because you know that that's not going to make you feel good and it'll just like push you back a few steps and make you more tired and all of that. So I just feel like learning to say no and knowing that you don't have to give an explanation as to why you don't want to do that certain thing. Also, just some tips for balancing having a social life while also prioritizing mental health. I feel like some things that I do is I really like to have my weeks to myself, like Monday through, I would say Sunday through Thursday. I like to be home and have like a chill, relaxing night at home. I love to cook. I love to just be with my boyfriend and my dogs. And I just like to relax. But then when it comes Friday and Saturday, those are the days that I like to be more social. So I'll want to like go out to dinner on a Friday or a Saturday. And I kind of keep it to like 1 or 2 days a week that I do social things, especially if it involves alcohol. I feel like I like to keep that to like 1 day a week because of just the way that it affects my mind and my anxiety and stuff like that. But yeah, so I feel like I just overall feel a lot better when I am prioritizing just being alone and recharging, but also I am like a very social person and I do love having a social life. So just keeping the days where I'm going out and like hanging out with people to like 1 to 2 days a week. And yeah, also I feel like another thing that I like to do is I like to have people over my house. Like I like to have like dinner. I wouldn't say like dinner parties, but I like to have like my sister over and greet in, or we go to Emma's house and we do something at home. And I feel like although I'm hanging out with people and we are cooking and stuff, I feel like it makes it so much better the fact that like we're inside, you know, like you're in your own house, like you don't have to like get all ready and stuff like that. That's also a nice way to like still have a social life while also balancing just being chill is having people over your house. I love to do that. I love to have like little dinner parties. We love to cook a meal every single week. And I feel like it's a good way to bond with your friends while also like taking that time to recharge. Like you're putting your energy into cooking like a really delicious meal and then hanging out together, talking. And I feel like it just is one of my favorite things to do during the week. So yeah. Okay. And then I also wanted to talk about just imposter syndrome for adulthood. This person said, I know I'm an adult, but I still feel like a teenager. And I don't know how young. Okay. I'm looking at her profile picture. Girl, you look young. I feel like this is the problem with the world nowadays. I feel like not like the problem with the world. I would say just like as humans, I feel like it's easy to think that once you've graduated college and you're like in the real world and you're in your mid to late 20s to think that you're old when we're really not. And I feel like this needs to be talked about more. Maybe it is talked about, but I just feel like at least for me, I have just been trying to embrace like where I am in life. And it's okay to be an adult and still like have fun and enjoy your life. Like just because you're getting older doesn't mean that you have to like stop having fun. I know that it can be difficult because people still feel like teenagers, but that's like because you are young and you are still very youthful. And I feel like it's just kind of a stigma nowadays that once we get older, like it's time to like slow down and have a family and get married and stuff like that. And then it's like once you become a mom, your life has to completely change and like the way that you dress has to change. And I just think that that's not true at all. I feel like as you get older, honestly, I've heard that in your 30s, like that is when life really starts and when you are your happiest, because I feel like there's just no more comparison and you don't really care anymore what people think and you're just like being authentic and like living your best life. So I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people do deal with imposter syndrome and it's normal because your 20s is such a confusing part of your life. I feel like it's just a weird time period. It's like you're not in college anymore. You like have a real job. You're in the real world. People are getting engaged. People are getting married, starting families, settling down. And some people might not be on that path quite yet. And I feel like it can be easy to kind of like compare yourself or feel lost. But I feel like my biggest advice is just to, I know I keep saying this over and over, but just embrace where you are and try to be as present as you can and just truly enjoy the season of life that you are in, because I feel like it goes by so quick. And then like we don't even realize then it's like a few years from now, you might be looking back to where you are right now and be like, wait, that was so much fun and wish that you were back there. So it's like, I don't want that to happen. So definitely just like try to be as present as you can and realize that you're on the right path and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And I know how hard it is to like be in this weird stage of life. I feel like everybody goes through it. But also just to realize that you're not alone in feeling the way that you feel. It's very normal to feel that way. Ooh, I'm going to end off the episode on this question. How you found your hobbies. So this has been something that not my dog barking. Milo, what are you doing? Like talking about wanting to start taking singing lessons lately, which I feel like I have never talked about this before, but when I was younger, like all I wanted to do was be a singer. I don't know why. I would like perform and put on shows for my family at every single holiday. And my grandfather like bought me a guitar and he bought me this whole like professional microphone system. And I just was like really into singing. I loved it. It made me feel so good. And lately I've been wanting to pick up a hobby and I've been thinking about it. I'm like, okay, my hobby has to be something that I don't already do in my life. Like not like Pilates or working out or anything like that. Like it needs to be something different. I also am really into pottery. So I kind of want to start taking pottery classes also. But I feel like in order to find a hobby, think back to what you enjoyed doing when you were little, because I feel like those are the things that are great hobbies to start when you're older. Because when you're little, like, you are just so passionate and you're truly doing, you do stuff because you are interested in them and you truly love it. So I just feel like that has been something that I have wanting to start doing. I need to find a place in Boston where I can take like a private lesson. But yeah, I know it sounds silly, but it's just like, I feel like when you're little, you are just so carefree about life, and the things that you do are truly because like you have so much fun doing it. So I feel like that's a good way to find your hobby and to start like doing things that you wouldn't normally do. Like if you were into dance, like maybe start taking dance classes again, or like hip hop, ballet, take pottery classes, do painting, do cooking classes. Like, I don't know, there's so much out there. And I feel like once you just take time to like do your research, you can find literally everything. Okay, so that is it for today's episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed just chatting, and I really want to do more episodes like this. I love just like talking to you guys about different topics and stuff like that. So I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and thank you all so much for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. Also, make sure you're following Emma and I on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the platforms, just Emma McDonald, Maggie McDonald. We have a bunch of exciting stuff coming up, especially this time of year. We have a lot going on. December is coming, which means Vlogmas and all of that. So I'm really excited. And yeah, love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Bye.